I want to ask you about one of the very important things you did, among many, I'm sure, the Witness Protection Program. I think you said you designed that program for the ICTR and for the Rwandan, for justice relative to Rwanda and what happened. Can you tell us, please, your story of how you did that and what you were thinking, what your considerations were?
The story of creating the Witness Protection Program is, for me, my most successful story, which showed me how much I had contributed to the work of this tribunal. Because I joined the tribunal, I got my offer sometime in May, June 96, and my office did not want to let me go immediately.
Your private office or?
In Rwanda.
Okay.
I was serving in what we call at that time the UN High Commissioner's Field Operation in Rwanda, UNHRC. And I was the head of the Kigali office. And I was head of that office for over 2 years. And that office was playing the key role, because the capital city, you have to entertain the diplomatic world, the government, everything. That is the power center in Rwanda. So it was quite great. And I never applied for the job, per se, to come and work to the tribunal to begin with, because I used to provide briefing to certain people of the UN assistant mission in Rwanda, UNAMIR. And those fellow top senior officials of that mission happened to appreciate my briefing to them on the situation of human rights. So one of the executive director of that mission, one day called me and said, could you come and have lunch with me? Because I often go and have lunch with him. And I went and said, look, you have done a very good job for us. Because there was, at that time, in the late 94, early 95, a trend of Rwandan citizens seeking refuge in UN offices in Kigali or elsewhere throughout the country. And we did not know how to address that issue. And there was a need to adopt a policy. So the mission assigned me to think about that policy, and I drafted the policy covering the Rwandan seeking refuge in UN offices for protection purposes. So my policy was reviewed along with proposals from the legal staff of the UNAMIR, meaning the UN assistant mission in Rwanda, their offices. And we worked to finalize it, and then it was adopted.